But he and his wife went there often, and apparently that's where he met this Frenchman.
Okay.
His brother stated that the Frenchman probably got a little too interested in his wife.
I wouldn't trust anything that he said. Other than that, he went to that club.
He said he stated it. He doesn't care for his brother, but it's the only information we have at the moment. So with that means, since it's an exclusive club, I can only imagine that it's either very high status or very low status.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Go get information on it.
You can give me a common knowledge. Englishman.
Two.
No, never heard of it.
I'll go ask around about it.
Got a ball war.
You're an American, you wouldn't even know.
You can ask around about it?
You can streetwise about it. Without any problems.
Five.
The Green Velvet Room, and it is known as the Green Velvet Room Club.
Okay.
Is a club that caters specifically to members, to university graduates. Usually going off, and it also funds several expeditions for academic and archaeological reasons.
Sounds like a Ripper Lodge.
So can any of us pass as a...
Actually, we could probably get the professor to help us.
It's true.
In addition, you have to be... Unless you have someone who... You have to have someone from the inside recommend you. Otherwise, they do not allow you into the green.
Let's
go find the professor.
Actually, first, let's talk to our other Rippers, see if any of them happen to...
The alumni.
What? School?
None of our fellow Rippers are locals besides Travis.
He's not a local.
He's an American.
He's American. He's from New York.
I'm a local. I probably went to college here because I am rich.
No.
College is basically really, really high up there.
You are rich.
You got through school. That's not a problem. You probably got through classical school. But universities are only for basically aspiring professors.
America has yet to institute a mandatory public education system, hasn't it?
I think child labor only ended recently. Okay. If that tells you anything.
No, but that doesn't make sense, because we're just now industrializing.
Yeah. Would you like me to look up child labor?
Yeah.
All right, I retract the statement. Children are still used and...
Used and abused.
Used in factories. The whips, however, are still optional. Work, Timmy! Cry some more.
Yes. My child's six. I can send him off to a factory to work and make money.
Yeah. And they probably sounded excited about it because it means, hey, maybe I can actually afford to feed my family now.
Timmy, you mean Timmy can afford to feed himself now?
He can go buy that bubblegum he saw.
No. You think they'd let Timmy keep any of his excess money?
No,
it goes to me.
I produced him, damn it.
Daddy takes all the money, uses it to get drunk, and then proceeds to beat his children because he's not working hard enough.
Let's not stereotype much.
Alright, what are we doing?
You're attempting to find someone who's a member of the Green Velvet Room.
Alright.
Let's go talk to the professor.
To the professor.
The professor.
We send him a letter.
He will basically...
Is he in his office?
Yes. He'll actually be up on the university.
Okay. Well, we send a request to visit him.
He'll easily grant it up on the university, and he kind of welcomes you into his office, which of course is cluttered with folklore and superstitious books and other weird signs, and then just to make sure that, you know, people don't suspect of anything terribly strange, he has like three different Bibles sitting around.
You have to let me borrow some of these books.
Tyler Rouse's, maybe.
I think he was moving around earlier.
So, how can I help you for? Pleasant to see you.
It's a pleasure to see you too, Professor.
He's got the little bow tie and everything.
Are you a member of the Green Velvet Room?
Green Velvet? No, I declined membership into that.
Some of my colleagues are, though. Are you going to work? Where are you going?
You're going to need to back your car.
Then I'll have to move my car.
Alright, so where were we in the middle of the conversation that Tyler so helpfully interrupted?
Yes, we were telling him why we're here.
Ah, yes. I did not join the Green Velvet Room. Some of my colleagues have, though.
Would one of them be willing to vouch for us or slash invite us?
We are looking for someone who has gone missing and he was last known to be there. Or at least he hangs out there often.
I can refer you to one of my compatriots. You'll have to ask him yourself.
Have a place is Green Velvet Room.
It's a private social club.
Is
all it? Social or social? I've never been.
We heard it was for alumni only. Was that true?
Yes.
So none of us will really be able to do it.
Unless you have a recommendation from the inside.
I see.
So we can pay a visit to one of his,
Yeah, which of your compatriots do you think would be most likely to accept us?
You would want...
You want to speak with Professor Kann. C-A-N-N. He's a mathematician and philosopher.
Oh, wonderful.
Just so you know, you will need to be respectful of him. He is very proud.
Why did that? Thank you, sir. I'm sure we'll be seeing you again soon.
Of course.
How goes the studies, by the way?
Well enough. Just working my way through someone else's dissertation and finding it lacking. And terribly uncreative, which is surprising.
Yeah.
I thought this would be a star pupil, but whatever.
It was unfortunate.
Beat him.
Doesn't work at this school level.
Ah.
Well, I'm sure more creative people will appear. Mm-hmm.
The beatings will continue until your quality of work improves.
That's right. Well, as you guys meander your way over to Professor Kann's area, you can see that, you know, it's down this nice long hallway with, of course, the offices on either side.
Hello, Graham.
A tumbleweed rolls in front of us in a corridor going the opposite direction.
So I was looking into the tray so I could see it. Oh. It's dirty in here.
I feel like there should be someone at the other end of that hallway waiting to quick draw.
That was a zombie or something.
No, Red Dead Redemption, it's the quick draw time or whatever that was.
We never managed to figure out how to actually get that to work, did we?
I got it to work every time. I never had a problem with it.
I just avoided duels because I kept dying.
I went, headshot, 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 and then it resumed time.
I always tried to disarm them because, well, why not?
If the fucker's going to shoot me, he deserves to die.
It's the law back then.
Anywho.
You guys meander your way down, and as you guys get to his door, you guys can hear him arguing with someone.
What did he say?
You could hear his side of the conversation.
No, you can't do it like that. The mathematics just doesn't quite conjugate it. See, if you do it like this, and you do it to these powers... No. Stop doing it like that.
Really, like, wait?
Sounds as though he's busy. He did say not to disrespect him, so perhaps we should wait.
Does he have a secretary or someone?
It doesn't look like it.
We could try knocking.
Suppose we could. Sounds as though he's rather busy, though.
I knock on the door.
You fool!
I knock on the door.
Anything might go wrong, right?
What? Who is it?
Oh, I see.
What's our professor's name?
Naka?
His name is... Hold on, I have to go back to, like, Adventure
3. Friends of Professor Layton.
Donaldson. Yeah. Herb Donaldson.
We're here to see Mr. Dr. Can. He's a doctor? Is he a doctor? Dr. Can?
Yes! Who sent you?
Dr. Donaldson.
Are you one of his interns?
No. Heavens no.
Are you a maid?
No.
Are you a janitor?
No.
And who are you?
We're looking for a record. Could we just come in?
I'm very busy.
If all possible, could we schedule a time to speak with you?
Ah, now where's
that? Oh, good. Great. We've got a womanizer on our hands.
An Adada Huhana.
Well, that's certainly not English. Any tongue that can say that's welcome in my office anytime. Please, come in.
Walking.
You walk in and you see this giant chalkboard and kind of books everywhere, but he seems to be the only one in here. You can see that the chalkboard has several erase marks and like three boxes of used chalk. He himself is an older man, probably in his 40s or 50s. Basically bald at this point. He's got a few wisps of hair still.
How big of an equation is it?
Basically fills the chalkboard.
Oh dear. And what are you calculating? Yeah, if I may ask.
22 to unsmarts to understand what he's doing.
He seems to be calculating.
You can say you have no fucking idea because you haven't learned this
stuff.
But you can fix this equation right here.
It'd be knowledge math, basically, is what it is.
I just made a basic smart check.
Just to see how you got...
I'm following what he's doing, but I have no idea what he's doing.
Because if we're staying consistent with your character, you did have a whole lot of education. That's what you just said.
Yeah, I learned how to read and, you know, basic...
know what some of the symbols mean.
You got the three R's. Reading, writing, arithmetic.
Reading, writing, arithmetic. Mm-hmm. Apparently writing didn't go very well, though, if it's arithmetic.
and also writing.
Yep.
There's actually only one R in there.
Yeah. Well, how can I help you two lovely ladies?
We're trying to get access to the Green Velvet's room. There was so.
Oh, I can take you anytime. When's your next free date?
Tomorrow is pretty free.
For both of you. Ah, fantastic.
Yes. Ryan, I jab you inside.
Yes. And I'm sorry, would it be alright if I bring my bodyguard and my business associate with me?
Ah, no, they can wait outside.
But I will need them. We are.
Oh, you won't need a bodyguard.
I don't know, I've heard rumors that students can be quite ratty.
No, 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 not students. Yes, quite. And besides, getting rowdy isn't necessarily a bad thing.
I suppose that's how you look at it.
This is why I asked, what type of club is this?
It's a social club. And he kind of evaded the question when I asked, is it a social club or a social club?
Well, he didn't know.
No, he didn't evade it. He didn't know. He's never been.
Well, here you go. Here's one for you. One for you.
Yes.
Those will, get you inside, and I'll be waiting for you. My room is 37. I have a private area all to myself.
Well, thank you, darling. Very courteous of you.
Yes, yes. Ah, pleasure meeting you two.
I do. Do a bow.
Sir?
Yes, yes. Choo, choo, choo. If you lovely lady.
must resist the urge to start erasing chalkboard.
So, since now we're recommended in, does that mean we could recommend other people in?
No, you're basically never. You've got guest passes.
Guest
passes. Alright, when we're out in the hallway, we need to see if we can find a good forge.
Well, I thought they were lovely, didn't you? Well, yes, I.
I think he's crazy!
Yeah, now there's a fine line between genius and crazy.
No, I think he's both. The two aren't mutually exclusive.
Sure they are.
It's kind of like saying Einstein is crazy.
Who?
It's kind of like saying Ben Franklin was crazy.
That man was a patriot.
He is. He got himself struck by lightning.
He invented electricity.
Franklin never actually did the kite experiment. That's just...
Yeah, it's Mythbusters in addition. He did not invent electricity.
He's not he, Zeus, nor he, Thor, nor...
He discovered electricity.
Yes, Benjamin Franklin is Thor.
Awesome.
Dude, that's actually a really interesting thought.
The Founding Fathers as Asgardian gods.
Well, not necessarily that. You could also go with the Marvel interpretation.
The Founding Fathers are the Avengers.
Yeah.
George Washington as Iron Man. Thomas Jefferson.
A steam suit.
Oh my good lord. Founding Fathers by gaslight. Okay.
I'm sorry, Thomas Jefferson would probably be Iron Man.
I don't...
George Washington is Captain America?
The boozing ladies' man is would be Iron Man.
That would be Benjamin Franklin, and that would actually fit the best. Okay. John Adams is the Hulk. Do something!
So that leaves... No, remember my earlier comment.
Yeah, it was George Washington
is the Hulk. John Adams is Thor, apparently.
And then there's a random alien.
Okie dokie then!
Alright.
So what type of social club is this?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure.
Because they don't sound very reputable.
Maybe, perhaps there's someone else we could ask. Here.
Grab a random student. No, wait, you're probably not an alumni, are you?
He's older than you are.
I suppose we could ask around if you guys want to ask the students, see if they know anything or find any rumors.
Students always hear rumors.
I heard the notorious for it. My caretaker, special. Because she's very rumoracious, too.
Ten.
Rumoracious?
Even yes. with.
Is that a word?
No.
Even with the minus two, because the students don't know a whole lot about the green velvet room.
They do actually, you find one person who's basically like,
snuck in there one time.
Yeah, I snuck in there one time. It is a academic social club. It's where all the intellectual people go to talk with intellectual things. There are a number of private rooms for when, you know, kind of like if there are too many nerds nerding out at one point, you know how it can get really loud at once. And then, of course,
there's a nerd hierarchy back then, too. You know, the philosophers are high and mighty, and the math nerds are the lowest of the low.
I mean, and then they have simple things like, you know, drinks and whatnot, but it is almost all exclusively men. Any women that are usually brought are guests, because remember, let's talk 1890s, most of the college graduates are men.
Why would women need to go to college?
That's right. There was actually a theory during this time, because I just finished taking this in one of my college ed classes, that the higher the education, the less fertile the woman was.
Yeah.
It was truly believed.
Wow.
So you mean that random street woman was considered more fertile than...
Than a learned woman. Because once they noticed this correlation between women who have an education having less children.
Besides the fact that they have less time for sex...
Or the fact that they know the responsibilities that come with it.
Yeah, they're smart enough to figure it out beforehand.
But taking this from the perspective of men, holy goodness! Oh my god! Oh my goodness!
Zucchini?
Zucchini! I suppose since this kid snuck in, how'd you sneak in, kid? Well, there are two ways to get in. Basically, there's the front door, and there's the back door. A lot of people can get in through the back door for a chunk of change.
How big a chunk are we talking?
I had to use 10 pounds to get in.
That's a little bit.
That a drain
the or you could always try and sneak in as, like, one of the waiting staff.
Alright. How old is this kid, by the way?
I snuck in there, what?
Aren't you just a precocious old man?
I decided to go back to get me a college degree.
Shouldn't you be dead at this time, period?
Dang, now I'm too stubborn to die.
You're adorable.
Now get off my face, son.
You'll give him a heart attack. He's choking on your dust.
No, never mind. False alarm.
I thought he was choking on your dust.
I'm late to class.
Go to a kegger.
I suppose you have those options, or you can, like you suggested, find a forger.
Oh, let's see how. Let's check and see if maybe any of our co-workers at back at base are any good at forgery.
Sure.
Forgery? Yeah. You couldn't.
I couldn't do that. There must be someone who will allow me in. I'll ask around at the college.
Alright. Hey, you.
Four.
That is... oh my gosh, I got your name right.
Why?
We're five or six sessions in.
Is that why you went with the name you?
Not really.
Hey, you, can you follow me back to base real fast?
Sure. Hey, you.
Sure, where are we going? Oh, not me. Alright, as we're walking away, I'd like to try and see if we could forge the ID thing. I guess we'll have to keep it quiet from Mr. Fancy Pants over there.
Will you let me in? You're neither hot nor sexy, nor an alumni. Get out!
But I'm smart.
I don't give a damn. You don't got a piece of paper.
A piece of paper? That's ridiculous.
See, it's mounted here on my wall.
What? Butter.
Watch your mouth.
Bloody hell.
They're ladies present.
What? Where?
Hi.
Look down the hallway.
And who's she?
I don't know.
Her father is a Raja. He wears a lot of blue.
The blue Raja.
His son throws books.
I'll just see looking at brother. Things in this college. I don't know what.
Alright, you just kind of take a look around at the architecture. Mostly religious.
Some of them I recognize. Some of it, maybe?
No, it's mainly Christian.
Didn't understand.
Why is this bush on fire? Shouldn't someone put it out?
Does this cross mean anything? Dude, I see it everywhere.
Why is this guy parting a seat?
Why is he naked?
I think you might be able to figure out the...
the naked part doesn't bother me.
I think you might
know... Why is people wearing so much clothing?
...know enough about Christianity to know the significance of the crucifix.
Yes, she's been beaten by it before.
Yeah,
the evil priest used cursed crucifixes.
Technically, he used a cross, because a crucifix has Jesus on it.
I never
Close know. Enough!
I never Maybe it was heard. A crucifix.
No, but he did.
He did, but I didn't.
Alright. So, you two are... No one at the Ripper Lodge has any forging skills.
Do they know anyone who has any forging skills?
Here, roll your luck.
Yeah.
I bet the cops could do it for you.
I bet the cabal could do it for
me. Alright, I guess it's time to check some seedy back alleys.
There's plenty here in the East End.
Yeah, that's... Are you willing to help me try and find someone who can forge this? Am I still suffering the -2?
Should be for you by the next week.
It doesn't look like it'll be a problem, though.
I got it. 2. They're like, oh, you need something for it? Sure. What do you need, little lady?
May I borrow your pass?
Surely. I can do this for about £5 per.
All right. Let's see. Loyalty will not keep me from lying to Ryan, right?
It's for his own good.
It's for his own good. You just can never leave him behind.
Okay.
In a dangerous situation. You can't leave him behind if you're going to go out and get dinner.
Right. Well,
no! You must come with me to dinner!
Always drag around.
Is there a bluff skill in this game? Persuade.
Damn it, I can't persuade.
I have a D4.
Am I required... Is he capable of trying to... Do I have to roll persuade to convince him that this is legit?
Convince him what's legit?
If I got him a forged guest pass and gave it to him.
Yes, you'd use persuasion on him. It is contested by his notice.
You probably have a notice.
D6.
Right, 1.
Alright. Come back in 2 days.
Is there any way we can rush it to tomorrow?
Sure, another £5.
You're getting £10 out of the way.
No. The problem is we need to go tomorrow, as far as I can tell.
The thing is, you can get £10 for the pass, or you can get £10 for the back door.
Yes, I know.
That's what I'm saying, get £2 in the way.
Are these dated in any way?
Not really, no.
We could just wait until 2 days from now to go in. But we are in kind of a rush. I don't have that kind of money, and I'm in a bit of a hurry. Thank you, though, sir.
Alright.
I'll pay for it.
Oh, okay. Here, I'll chip in 5. You chip in 5, then. Okay, so we'll have 1 extra pass by tomorrow.
Yep.
This is why I actually kept a somewhat amount of funds left.
Dude, the
thing... I'll go ask Donaldson?
Yeah.
Who else? He knows.
He'll list off a number of people.
I'll go ask those people.
None of them are interested in helping you, really.
I had enough money.
Not a lot of people here at the college are into fencing.
I have an idea.
Okay, so we're both the broke people in this group.
Like they said, you can work there. Actually have a job.
The way that was phrased amuses me.
I don't need a job.
But get a job!
But we have very limited access into here. And we would like to have you there in case something does happen. I may need your help.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
A woman is asking for your assistance.
I suppose I could apply there anyway. Perhaps as a doorman or something.
That way
I want a job today, it's now.
It's
but only for one night.
And we can still associate with one another.
I suppose. 3 on knowing if they have any, or asking around if they have any job positions open.
What? There's a giant poster board. It's got all the student jobs on it.
No student?
Tomorrow you're at the university asking for a job.
I'm not at the university. I'm at the room thing.
What?
The green velvet room.
And where's that at?
It's not here.
You failed.
You failed, so
I can pay his I know.
If anything, I can put in a good word for you.
What? Here, do my laundry.
I'll put in a good word for you, and if it doesn't work out, I have some pounds I can share.
Alright. I will do your laundry.
I don't think you need to shed any more pounds.
Dustier than when
nothing
he,
enough of this. In fact, you may want to eat something. A lot of something. Have you ever heard of a hamburger?
Is it made of ham?
I don't know. It's some sort of American thing. Makes them all fat.
Why is a hamburger called a hamburger?
That?
Huh? Why is a hamburger called
it? It was originally named with hamburg steak, basically.
Anyway,